So here I am. I'm standing in the Unitarian Church. This is Zella. And I am interviewing, who am I interviewing?
Jackie Windsor,
that's right.
Learning and Development Manager at the Martlets Hospice.
Fantastic. And what's going on here today?
What's going on here today is we've got an event around bereavement, and we've invited several agencies to come and work with us from the hospice to talk about bereavement, to offer the opportunity for people who've been bereaved or who's interested to know more about bereavement to find support and to find out what is available out there in the Brighton and Hove area and beyond, suggestions about things that you might do that might support people in bereavement, and also the opportunity for people who work with people who are bereaved to come and find out what's available out there as well.
So is this part of the Fringe?
It is part of the Fringe mm-hmm. Festival, yeah, because we at the hospice, part of our remit is to reach out to the community at large mm-hmm. and to talk to people about death and dying, and also preparing for death and dying. So we thought the Fringe would be the ideal opportunity to reach a wider audience.
And seeing as we're here right in the centre of the Fringe, aren't we? Right, yeah. Kind of in the real kind of heart of it. But I'm wondering, what do you think will make people come in off the street and come into a room full of grief and bereavement?
Well, I think it's a common experience. Mm. We can all, they always say, you know, 100% of us get to die, and mm. so also 100% of us get to grieve mm. as well. I think it's a common experience for people. I think it's something that is often difficult for people to talk to, mm. and there's lots of help here, so mm. we're hoping that will draw people in. We've also got a 3D wooden tree outside that is a remembrance tree that people can write remembrance things on leaves in remembrance of individuals that they can put on the tree. And also we've got a tree inside that is a promises tree in relation to things that we can promise to do for ourselves if we're bereaved, or we can do for people that we know that are bereaved.
Fantastic. And what's the interest been like today?
We've had loads of people through, actually. Mm. I've been quietly chuffed at the number of people that have come through, because it's a drop-in event, so obviously you never really know mm. who's going to come or whatever. But we've had a lot of people who've come in who've been bereaved. We've had a number of people who've come in who haven't been bereaved recently but are talking about loss in their own lives and anticipating loss in the future, the people that they know that aren't well. And we've also had quite a lot of people who work professionally with people who are bereaved as well. Yeah.
And if I go, as I leave this room today, what would you like me to know about grief? There's one thing you want people to go away with. What is it?
That you're not alone.
Mm. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.